it's time now for a moment or two of something real special for us. It's hymn time. And if we've chosen your favorite hymn, just go right ahead and sing along with us, you folks listening to the Grand Ole Opry. You folks right here in the Rhino, at your feet or sing along with us. And we hope that this is one of your favorite hymns.
Time religion, it's good enough for me. That, of course, Jim Reeves, recorded at the old Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, during one of the Grand Ole Opry shows in December of 1956. And that's for everybody with us, from Edward Bear and Posey Packer. Edward and Posey run with scheduled truckways, going on into Alexandria, Virginia this morning. And you're with us on the road, gang, where the big trucks are, WWL and KRVN. As we turn the corner into our last hour this morning together, here's Roy Rogers, Sons of Pioneers.
Ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your range. 10-4. And happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
Now you're the bandit on the run, not a bad guy, just having fun. Still riding hard beneath those western skies. If there's an ambush up ahead and you see Smokey's lights flashing red, remember Trigger and me will be by your side.
Ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your lane.
The Saturday matinee, you and me and a million saddle pals, with a never empty gun, we kept those outlaws on the run. Remember how we fought and rode until we had them all corralled.
So ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your range.
Okay, buckaroos, there's Roy and the Sons, and that goes back to 1980 from one of the Smokey and the Bandit movies. I can't remember which one offhand. That's for all the G&J drivers from Mickey Jones. Mickey called us from Lincoln, Nebraska, on her way to Des Moines, Iowa. Dave Nemo, the Road Gang, good morning. End of Friday now. Program custom made for the cab of your truck. Country Deluxe.
If you are sincere when you say you don't care,
milling drivers from Bob Cofer. He called in to hear a Patsy Cline tune on his way to Austin, Texas. The Road Gang, and you're part of it, getting into Friday morning. Let's keep rolling. Can't stop now.
Forget their problems for a while.
That'll keep the bugs off your windshield.
Yeah, buddy.
There's Larry McNeely in Sleepy Eyes, and that's for Tom Cray with DFC out of Irvine, California, from Donna in Quincy, Illinois. Dave Nemo, the road gang, and you're part of it.
The Eggman's gang is hanging around. There's four of them making their stand. Wyatt and his brothers are law in this town. The holidays made the hand.
The Ike Clanton gang's down at the OK Corral. The city marshals are heading that way. Walking with two of his brothers, Morgan and Wyatt Earp, and a man they call Doc Holliday. It's the quiet before a storm, and this town knows this fight's been brewing all summer long. But as sheriff of this county, I'm bound to try and stop it. There's been too much killing here in Tombstone. Friends of the Clantons robbed the Benson stage out of Tombstone a few weeks ago.
The OK Corral. That's Walter Brennan. And that goes out to everybody from Chuck Payne. He called from Wright City, Missouri, riding with us over to Lenexa, Kansas, on with the scheduled truckways. And for Jay Walker, too, called in to hear one by Walter Brennan going on to Laurel, Mississippi. He's on with James Young Green. It's 27 after 4 o'clock. Dave Nemo with you on the road, gang. Let's get a tune on that Tennessee flat top box real quick. Here's Johnny Cash.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played. played the Tennessee flat top box and he would play. Well, he couldn't bride or wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time, and all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day, on the hit parade, was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
Yes, indeed, the Tennessee flat-top box for a couple of the Federal Express drivers out of Jackson, Mississippi, Don Mangum and Ed Daniels. 4:30 Central Time already. The Road Gang, 870 WWL, 880 KRVN. Good driving habits make for safe conditions on the highway, and the Moto Mirror can make it even safer. Drivers, the Moto Mirror is the electronically remote-controlled truck mirror that's been proven during the last 10 years to reduce blindside accidents by 50 to 75%. The Moto Mirror allows you to keep the end of your trailer in view when you back or turn. The mirror helps you make better judgment calls during lane changes and when you face those tight, unfamiliar delivery points. With the Moto Mirror, you'll drive easier because you'll be able to keep the end of your trailer in view during any blindside maneuver. And drivers, this highly polished stainless steel mirror will really dress up your rig, while its built-in heater lays in wait for bad weather. Now, if you don't have a Moto Mirror yet, you should. The Moto Mirror, now specified on over 20% of all new Class 8 tractors. The Moto Mirror, now available from all U.S. truck manufacturers and at new lower prices at most Freightliner, Kenworth, Peterbilt, and Volvo GM dealers. Moto Mirror, for safety on the road. Take advantage of free showers at the Slidell Union 76 and free check cashing, too. I-10, exit 266 in Slidell, Louisiana. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer Time, 4:31. Lucas used to be called Maurice, they just changed the name. Look for Lucas in the red, white, and blue bottle at Roadway Truck Plazas. Self-serve or full-serve, a home away from home. The Mobile Union 76, I-10, Grand Bay, Alabama.
The Arab, the sheik of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a dripping off of him, and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils. The swinging is number one dancing, the salt and cold hero. Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they've been carrying on for some time now behind the soldier's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he sang. Put your there and make foot, whoa, babies, and Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent, and he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho ho. There she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitterlings, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an ROC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab walk up to her and he say, oh yeah, 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 oh yeah, yeah. Which is Aramic book. Let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. And she say,
the story, Ahab the Arab, for Sam Witten with Rio Grande Transport, and Lynn and Lee Martin with AAA Grass. They're riding into Tyler, Texas. It's 25 to 5 here, too late to turn back now. Away we go with Joe Stampley.
Roll on, Big Mama.
Look out. Don't let your chickens cross the road now, because he's coming on. There's Joe Stampley for Ellis Morrison and his brother Roger. Actually, it was Roger who called in. Ellis is on his way to Cincinnati. Roger's riding to Dublin, Georgia. They are both with Fleet Transport out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Dave Nemo, The Road Gang, WWL KRVN. 22 to 5 Central. Just a few thousand more miles to go. We'll get down the road now with Charlie Ryan and that Hot Rod Lincoln.
Well, you heard the story of the Hot Rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive. It just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, so it can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights are all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot beat clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed the truck. I whispered a prayer just for luck. Fenders clicking, a guardrail close. The guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines and the road just looked like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped they could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around a corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And a Cadillac pulled over, let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Went down in a dip and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my Hot Rod Lincoln. Put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drink and you don't quit driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
Son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Charlie Ryan going out to Donna this morning on the Road Gang in Nashville. Donna's in Nashville. Mark is at the house in Nashville too. Mark Manger, he called in to hear that. He's with Pool Transportation. Let's go down the highway of history now and make a stop at mile marker 1935.
Near a quiet and country village, grew a maple on the hill. Long I stepped from my reconnita long ago. When the stars were shining brightly, we could hear the wolf wail. Dead beneath the maple on the hill. Don't forget me, little darling, when they've laid me down to die. Just one little wee darling that I crave. As you linger there in sadness, you are thinking of the past. Let your teardrop kiss the flowers on my grave. We would sing love songs together when the birds had gone to rest. We would listen to the murmur of the rill. When you love me, little darling, as you did those starry nights, when we sat beneath the maple. Laid me down to die. Just one little
That song goes way back, actually back to the 1890s. It was written by Gussie Davis, and it's long been a traditional favorite in the South especially, and that version there by J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers was recorded in 1935. They were kind of an important band, more or less a string band or a hoedown band, but their significance is not only that they made good recordings, but they kind of ushered in the bluegrass sound using that banjo and fiddle, mandolin, and guitar, which is basically the bluegrass instrumentation. And they introduced a lot of standards into the bluegrass and early country music field, too. Maple on the Hill kind of being one of them, even though the song was not by them, and it predated J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers by several decades. Their version of it, however, is the version that kind of stuck, you might say. Well, that was recorded in 1935. J.E. Maynard on the fiddle, his brother Wade on vocal and banjo, Zeke Morris on vocal and guitar, and Daddy John Love on guitar as well.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking about those Philadelphia Phillies, and some may think I'm talking about baseball. But I'm talking about the ones that wear them dresses oh so pretty, and the way they swing should be against the law. There's a lot of dangerous curves in that beautiful city, oh, but you never see no warning signs. And if you want to get right down to the nitty-gritty, oh, you can bat a thousand every time. I met a Yankee in New York, and I loved an angel out in L.A. But those Philadelphia Phillies tore my mind apart, and this giant's leaving Frisco today. Looking twins up in Minnesota, and Atlanta's got a brave girl or two. And I cuddled a cubby in old Chicago, but I Philadelphia, I'm coming back to you. I met a Yankee in New York, and I loved an angel out in L.A. But those Philadelphia Phillies tore my mind apart, and this giant's leaving Frisco today. I'm sitting here thinking about those Philadelphia Phillies, and some may think I'm talking about baseball. I'm talking about the ones that wear them hot pants oh so pretty, and the way they swing should be against the law. There's some nice-looking twins up in Minnesota, and Atlanta's got a brave girl or two.
Matt Del Reese, I'll tell you what, he's always looking through that windshield, ain't he? That's for everybody this morning. Don Krause, he called from Newville, Pennsylvania, and you may have guessed that he is heading to Philadelphia. He's on with Leb Arnold Trucking. Dave Nemo, the Road Gang, WWL, KRVN, where the big trucks are, flying into Friday. Here's Bill Anderson.
Down across Dixieland, look out. The good old boys come out of the woods, and the girls sneak out of the house. And they all get together and they roll their own and drink that Tennessee shine. And when the sun comes up in the morning, Lord, everybody's Southern pride.
Charlie Daniels band. Deacon Frogs, how about them dogs? Roll Tide.
shows they're laying it on, picking them hot guitars. In every little joint from Hattiesburg to Charleston, South Carolina, everybody's saying, hot dang baby, let's get Southern fried. They love
Richard Petty and Conway Twitty and Charlie Daniels Band.
Lay me out and pronounce me Southern
Fried. There's Colonel Bill Anderson. As for Jody Beth Updike with Tyson Foods, called from La Grande, Oregon this morning, and Dudley Martin with Keith Smith heading into Story, Arkansas.
You're sailing the concrete seas with Captain Nemo on your coast-to-coast truck radio show, The Road Gang.
I know the feeling when the good love dies. You can't keep teardrops away from your eyes, and you just want to love it, feeling like hell. I know the feeling,
I know the feeling
everywhere. I ought to tell you just who I am, the girl who left you, left with my man, and I feel like I know you, and the pain that you felt, I know the feeling everywhere. Love the
There's Jerris Ross on the Road Gang. Want to thank Billy Don Phillips with Specialty Products and Brett Stone with Fertilome for being with us. Brett's laid over up at Kingman, Kansas. And Bob Jones and Al Pearson There was Northwest Transport out of Denver going to Kansas City. And Bob Silverberg with Abner Wolf called from the yard up at Detroit, Michigan. Thanks for being with us through the night and through the miles on the road, gang. Hope you'll join John Parker later tonight when he gets things cranked up and rolling again. This is Dave Nemo. Have a good trip, a good weekend. We'll see you Sunday night.